Ksuvas Perkei Gimel Mishnah Yud Aleph. Hakol Malon LeEretz Yisrael. A person can force everybody to go and live with him in Eretz Yisrael. Anybody living in his house. Vein Hakol Motzien. And you can't force anybody to leave Eretz Yisrael. So if a woman's living in Eretz Yisrael, you can't make her live with you in Chutz La'aretz if she wants to live in Eretz Yisrael. And vice versa, you can. And if she doesn't want to come to Eretz Yisrael, a person can divorce her and she wouldn't get her ksuba. Hakol Malon LeYerushalayim. And even within Eretz Yisrael, to go to Yerushalayim, a person can force his wife and anybody in his family to live with him in Yerushalayim. Vein Hakol Motzien. And you cannot take people out of Yerushalayim, even to go to a different place in Eretz Yisrael, because Yerushalayim has more Kedusha. So that would include Echad HaNoshim, whether it's men, V'Echad HaNoshim, and whether it's women, and some Girsas have V'Echad Avodim, also Avodim too. And Tferso points out, and it means to force them to go to Eretz Yisrael, or to Yerushalayim, even if you're going to a different type of place, even if it's a worse type of place, even if it's a place where most of the city is not Jewish, you can still do that. Nosa Isha Be'eretz Yisrael V'Girsha Be'eretz Yisrael. If a person marries a woman in Eretz Yisrael and he divorces her in Eretz Yisrael, Nosan Lo Mimos Eretz Yisrael. So let's say it's a Besula and you have to give her 200 Zuz. He would give her the 200 Zuz that are used in Eretz Yisrael. Nosa Isha Be'eretz Yisrael V'Girsha Be'Kapotkia. If he marries her in Eretz Yisrael and then he divorces her in Kapotkia, which it's called Kaftar in Arabic, it's close to Eretz Yisrael. And in this place, the physical money was larger and heavier, so I guess it was more expensive. Nevertheless, Noisan Lo Mimos Eretz Yisrael. He gives her from the Shkolim of Eretz Yisrael, and that's the 200 dinar that he has to give her, from that Eretz Yisrael dika money. Nosei Isha B'Kapotkia V'Gersha B'Eretz Yisrael. If he married her in Kapotkia, and then he divorced in Eretz Yisrael, so this is a little different because the Chiv here was created in Kapotkia. Nevertheless, since we hold the chiv of ksuba is derabanan. Noisin la mimos Eretz Yisrael. He gives her from the monetary value, the 200 dinar for the ksuba would be dinarim from Eretz Yisrael. Even though one would think that the chiv of ksuba was nolad by the marriage and it was nolad in Kapotkia, nevertheless, since ksuba is derabanan, like we said, he doesn't have to. However, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel oimer noisin la mimos Kapotkia. Since, according to Rishim Gamliel, the Rav says Allah is not like him, but Rishim Gamliel holds that a ksuva is dioraisa. Therefore, since the chiv was nolad, it was created in Kapotkia, noisan la mimos Kapotkia. He has to give her from the money of Kapotkia. However, everybody agrees, nosa isha b'Kapotkia, if he married in Kapotkia, v'gersha b'Kapotkia, and he also divorced her in Kapotkia, so the marriage was made kaput in Kapotkia, noisan la mimos Kapotkia. He gives her the money of Kapotkia, even though it's more expensive, because both the Nisuin and the Gerishin happened in Kapotkia. Salak Mesachas Ksuvas.